So, we start second module of the chapter Magnetic Effect of Current. In this module, we will cover the topics force on current carrying conductor in magnetic field, then Fleming's left hand rule, then electric motor, electromagnetic induction and its two experiments that are also called as Faraday experiments. So we start with force on current carrying conductor placed in magnetic field. To understand this better, we start with activity. Now you see in figure A, take a small aluminium rod AB of length 5 cm and using two connecting wires, suspend it horizontally from a stand as shown in the figure. Place a strong horseshoe magnet in such a way that the rod lies between the two poles with the magnetic field directed upwards and to S pole. For this, put the north pole of magnet vertically below and south pole vertically above the aluminium rod. Connect the aluminium rod in series with battery, key and rheostat. Now pass a current through the aluminium rod from end A to B. What do we observe? We observe that the rod is displaced towards left. If we reverse the direction of current flowing through the rod, then we observe that the direction of its displacement also reverses, means towards right. Why does this rod get displaced? We can conclude that the rod will displace because the rod will experience a magnetic force when it is placed in magnetic field. The direction of this magnetic force is always perpendicular direction to its length. It is observed that if direction of current through the conductor is reversed, then the rod displaces in the opposite direction. Because on changing the direction of current through the rod, the direction of the force also changes. Further, if we change the direction of magnetic field by interchanging the two poles of magnet, again the direction of exerted force will change. Therefore, the direction of exerted magnetic force on current carrying conductor depends on the direction of current and direction of magnetic field lines. Further, force on current carrying conductor increases with the increase in length of conductor, strength of the current in conductor and magnetic field intensity. Force on current carrying conductor is maximum when the direction of magnetic field intensity and length of the conductor are perpendicular to each other, and this force will be minimum when magnetic field intensity and length of conductor are parallel to each other. Now, for giving the direction of this force on current carrying conductor, we use a very simple rule which is called as Fleming's left hand rule, which states that if we stretch thumb, forefinger and middle finger of our left hand in such a way that they are mutually perpendicular to each other, then if forefinger represents the direction of magnetic field, middle finger represents the direction of current, then thumb will point in the direction of motion or force acting on the conductor. To understand this better, we take a problem. A positively charged particle, let alpha particle, projected towards west is deflected towards north by a magnetic field. What is the direction of magnetic field? The four options are towards south, towards east, downward and upward. So now students, we will apply Fleming's left hand rule in this situation. Now it is given that positively charged particle projected towards west, that is the direction of current. So you arrange your middle finger in west because in Fleming left hand rule, middle finger represent the direction of current. Now it is written deflected towards north. So now you arrange your thumb in north direction because it gives the direction of force. Now you see in which direction you observe your forefinger. You will observe that your forefinger will be in upward direction. So the correct option, that is the direction of magnetic field, will be the upward. Now you solve some more questions for practice. Now we take an application part of this magnetic force on current carrying conductor, that is called electric motor. Electric motor is a device which converts electrical energy into mechanical energy. What is the principle? When a rectangular coil carrying the current is placed in magnetic field, then due to magnetic force, a torque, that is turning effect or rotating effect, act on the coil which rotates it continuously. When the coil rotates, the shaft attached to it also rotates, and thus it is able to do mechanical work. Now we take DC motor. In DC motor, we give direct current as an input current. Construction. Armature. A DC motor consists of a rectangular coil made of insulated copper wire wound on a soft iron core. This coil wound on the soft iron core forms an armature. The coil is mounted on an axle and it is placed between the cylindrical concave poles of a magnet. Then the second part is commutator. A commutator is a device which is used to reverse the direction of current. Commutator is a copper rings split into two parts, P and Q. So these are also called as split rings commutator. These are insulated from each other and mounted on an axle of the motor. The two ends of the coil are soldered to these rings. They rotate along with the coil. Commutator rings are mounted to the battery through the carbon brushes, which are in contact with the rings. Then carbon brushes, two small brushes of carbon are slightly pressed against the two split rings, and the split rings rotate between the brushes. The carbon brushes do not rotate along with the coil. The carbon brushes are connected to the DC source. Students, you can see in figure C this construction part. Now working. Current in the coil ABCD enters from the source battery through the conducting brush X and flows back to the battery through the brush Y. We notice that the current in the arm AB of the coil flows from A to B, and in arm CD it flows from C to D, that is opposite to the direction of current through the arm AB. On applying Fleming's left hand rule for the direction of the force on current carrying conductor in magnetic field, we find that the magnetic force acting on the arm AB pushes it downwards, while the magnetic force acting on the arm CD pushes it down upwards. Thus, the coil is free to turn about an axis in anti-clockwise. After half rotation, Q makes contact with brush X and P with brush Y. Therefore, the current in the coil gets reversed and flows the path DCBA. A device that reverses the direction of current flow through the circuit is called commutator. In electric motors, the split rings act as a commutator. The reversal of current also reverses the direction of force acting on the two arms AB and CD. Thus, the arm AB of the coil that was earlier pushed down is now pushed up, and the arm CD which was previously pushed up now pushed down. Therefore, the coil rotates half a turn more in the same direction, and reversing the current is repeated at each half rotation, which gives the rise to the continuous rotation of coil. And in this way, continuous rotation of the coil gives the mechanical work. The efficiency of DC motor increases by increasing the number of turns in the coil, increasing the strength of current, increasing the area of cross section of the coil, increasing the strength of the radial magnetic field. Now we take the new concept, electromagnetic induction. It was explained by scientist Michael Faraday. The phenomena by which a potential difference or current is induced in a conductor due to a change in magnetic field associated with the conductor is known as electromagnetic induction. It can be explained by two experiments, and these are called as Faraday's experiment of electromagnetic induction. We will explain these experiments one by one. First experiment you can see in figure D. In this experiment, when the north pole of bar magnet is brought closer to the coil or taken away from the coil, we see a momentary deflection in the needle of galvanometer on either side of the null point, first in the right direction and then the left. If the speed of bar magnet is increased, then we observe the larger deflection in galvanometer. Similarly, if we keep the magnet stationary and coil is made to move towards or away from the north pole of magnet, again we observe deflection in the needle of galvanometer. But if both bar magnet and coil are kept stationary, then we do not observe any deflection in the needle of galvanometer. These experiments can also be done with the south pole of magnet, but this time we would observe the deflection in opposite direction to the previous case. Now, why it happens? It happens because due to the relative motion of coil and magnet, magnetic field lines